Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valenzuela, bringing us back, otherwise known as Richie Valens. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss. He is the andygoss.com, right, Andy?
Yeah, that's my personal website, andygoss.com, and the commercial website, I work for usgoldcoins.com. So if you're interested in American gold and silver coins, you can go there. But if you want to read my writings, information on the monetary system, that's all at Andy Goss.
And find your books there too, right?
Yeah, you can find those anywhere. Your favorite local bookseller, or either of the two big beasts that sell books.
I just found out Andy has made a film called, what's it called again?
Four Presidents.
It examines the assassination
of the four presidents and what was the common link.
Right.
You know, besides the lone nut shooting them all, what else could they have in common? And I peel back the monetary history associated with the death of these four presidents.
I can't wait to see that. You're going to be releasing it later.
Big sea changes. Yeah, releasing it on May 19th at the Hoboken Film Festival,
International Film Festival. So we'll look forward to it. We're going to get you back on the show, and you'll have to tell us more about it and let us know when we can find it, where we can find it, and so we can watch it. So, Andy,
Indeed, in
the previous segment, we talked about the fact that the Fed meets this meeting this week and that they're, even though they're going to raise rates more later in the year, likely you say they're probably not going to today. I think you're right. But let's get into the internals about what would make them make a decision to have a rate raising policy or a vector that would be towards raising rates. Let's look at some of the internals. What would be some of the things inside that decision?
Well, inflation by itself. Both headline and core CPI are above the 2% year-on-year target. And headline and core personal consumer expenditures are most certainly going to join sometime by summer. So you're looking at high gas prices, a very tight job market. I think last Friday we saw the employment cost index showing wages and rising at the fastest rate since 2008. And
that one's got a bullet, Andy. The wage thing, the employment thing, that is a bomb. That is an economic bomb waiting to go off. And I want to talk about that. Let's defer that just for a minute. I want to stay on some of the commodity type inflation things. One of the things I'm concerned about in the way the Fed looks at inflation, their basket doesn't include fuel or food.
Food and energy. Hey, if you stop eating and stop driving around,
I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, if you understand that the Consumer Price Index is the index against which all cost of living adjustments are made. So, if you're a senior getting Social Security, your increase is going to depend on the CPI index. So it's in the best interest of the government to keep that number low. So they do things like, the price of gas went up, so a certain amount of Americans are going to start riding bicycles.
Right.
The price of coffee went up, so a certain amount of us are going to start drinking tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they make these adjustments in the index, and as you said, they exclude food and energy, the most important components. So if you put those two back in, inflation is raging.
Anyone
who looks at it has to decide it's time to raise interest rates.
That's exactly right. And so, do you think that they, even though it's not in their basket, they have to throw those things into the discussion, don't they?
They do. Yeah. When they're talking about it, they certainly do. And believe it or not, the trade tensions are causing them some angst as well.
Tell us more about that.
The main So Steve Mnuchin's in China this week. He's trying to talk to get a deal together so that we can get a better deal. As we've heard Mr. Trump say many times, we have a horrible deal. And so he's there trying to hammer it out. If he can, great. But if he can't, there are those that worry that protectionism would cause a slowdown in economic activity. So we're looking at strained relations with Europe, to say the very least.
Yeah.
Even with Mr. Macron there, with President Trump, it looked like a love fest. I think behind the scenes there's some real tension there. And now we got Angela Merkel of Germany also trying to get an exemption on the steel and aluminum tariff.
I'm not a protectionist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a free trader. But I have always been critical of the way American negotiators have basically sold America down the river. I think that's Trump's position. I don't think he's a protectionist. I think he's a what's good for America kind of a president. And I think his strategy, I believe his strategy is going to work. What do you think?
I do too. I'm a child of the 70s, right? So I grew up with the formation of the EPA.
Right.
And, you know, suddenly we were concerned about the environment and worker safety. We got EPA and OSHA. And so factories had to start installing scrubbers and safening up their workplace. And you can't work workers more than 40 hours without paying them overtime and so forth. So you take all of these regulations and you put them on the back of an American business. And then you allow a Chinese company to completely ignore environmental regulations, pollute the environment, pollute the water, treat their workers in the worst possible way. Well, of course they're going to make their products cheaper.
Cheaper, that's
right.
And
if we don't do something to offset that cost, then we're just putting American business at a disadvantage.
That is well
said. So I'm all for Mr. Trump's policy.
Well said. When we come back, I'm calling this employment situation in America a bomb. I think it's going to go off in the next 2 to 5 years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.